GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
So for the second year in a row, Cooler are All-Ireland hurling champions. We have dragged in Shane Stapleton to discuss and say congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Two in a row must be very sweet.
It really is, yeah. It's incredible. Like the amount of effort that goes into it and then just the final whistle goes and this thing you've achieved with all these great fellas, it really is exceptional.
What have you been doing for the last few days?
Oh, it's been a haze of drink, really. We've just been celebrating constantly. We came back to the club late on Saturday night, met all the kids, had a couple of drinks there, went to a bar then for the night, had the rollover then the following day, and then Monday we go again, and who knows what will happen tonight.
Today's Tuesday. So you're only the eighth club in history to defend an All-Ireland club title, which is testament to just how bloody difficult it is. For a few reasons, I presume. Lads may not be as dedicated as club level. The competition stretches out over a very long time. And I suppose a bit like county level, just retaining anything is very difficult. Mm. So was there like a resolve at the end of year one to say we can go again? Or were you just happy to win one and two sort of happened?
I think it's kind of like, you know, people say, where do you get the hunger back or whatever? Mm. But like, you've probably played hurling for 20, 30 years before you win something like this. You actually just love hurling and going back doing it again. And you always like to win. Mm. So we had a good break last summer after we played. So we won the All-Ireland. Then we had to play a couple of championship games a few weeks later. And then we had more or less a break for the summer. We just played our league games when we had to. And then we took a proper break for a month or two. And then we came back. So lads were properly rested. And once you get going and you get on these journeys, you just want to keep going because it's so enjoyable.
Yeah, I can imagine. And is it pretty much the same group this time around?
Oh yeah, it's the same group. I mean, a couple of guys couldn't commit quite as much because like it's a huge commitment, it really is.
What is the commitment like at this stage, at the height of the season?
Yeah, I spoke with Pádraig Mahony, you know, because he was involved with Ballygunner just before the Munster Championship, and Ronan Lynch, who's with Na Piarsaigh, and we were talking about how, you know, I was asking him, is the commitment fairly similar to Intercounty? And they were saying, yeah. And I was asking Daryl O'Connell, who hurls with us in Dublin, and he was like, the difference is there might be more meetings with the inter-county teams, and I'm sure there's a higher intensity as well. Mm. But you're still meeting three times a week, and you have to do your own gym as well if you want to try and stay and compete with other guys. So I think my whole life is built around it, and actually everything else comes second, including like my career has had to take a massive backseat for the past couple of months, and at times you're wondering, is this absolute madness? Mm. You know, turning down work with like TV and radio and whatever, and I don't want that to sound like I'm going on about...
You're flooded with offers.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm a great fella, but I mean, there's an element of career suicide that goes along with this, and I'm sure it's the same at inter-county level.
Well, it is madness. I mean, really, in the cold light of day, it kind of is madness. On the flip side, when you're on your deathbed, they won't be 2 years you look back on with huge regret. How can they be?
No, but there's definitely some tough moments where I felt like, should I jack this in? Because, you know, a couple of the games I didn't feature. So throughout the Dublin Championship, I was featuring well. I was coming on the last 20 minutes. Then throughout Leinster, I wasn't being used at all because I'm kind of the Andy Carroll of the scenario, you know, thrown in for a long ball towards the end. But the way we were playing in Leinster, we were winning well and I wasn't really needed. Yeah. All-Ireland semi-final in Thurles, which is close to home for me, that was a big deal for me, and I wasn't even brought on, and five subs were used. So you're like,
where am I here?
Yeah,
that's a sickener. And I should say, like, you are, I mean, as you said, we'll call you the Andy Carroll. We've kind of dragged you in because we sort of know you, and it's convenient. And you, you know, you come in, and I presume we tried a few of them last night, and you were otherwise engaged. So you are not the star player coming in to reflect in the glory. You're the bloke who's right on the fringes, itching to get on every time. And as you said, I didn't realize you hadn't come on. I just assumed you come on in every game.
Yeah, yeah. I make it sound like I'm that important, but I'm really not. No, like, I've written this line in a few match reports down through the years when I'm working for places that, you know, some guys have to carry water so others can turn it into wine. And, you know, if you look back on the game and put together a highlight reel of what I did, it's normally just shadowing alongside the guy I'm marking. So, you know, Sean Moran is the guy striking all the ball, Daryl O'Connell, Sean Tracy, these guys. And you're just there to try and make sure that they can actually do those magical things with the ball and not get in their way too much.
For people who missed the score on Saturday in Moore Park.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track of the days. It was Cooler 217, Na Piarsaigh 117, and this was obviously a replay. I didn't see the game in Croke Park. The People's game was reaching a climax in Twickenham around that time. So, but I saw some of the highlights from the draw in Croke Park. I mean, it was get out of jail territory. It was like crowded goal, mouth goal to rescue a draw.
Yeah.
And even in this replay against Napiershig, at one point you're 6 points up and you cough that right up and they go into a 1 point lead. So you're well matched. I mean, Napiershig are probably licking serious wounds right now.
I think it's like two really, really well-matched teams. If you were to compare it to an inter-county level, it's like when Tip and Kilkenny would have been playing throughout those years, and it's tit for tat, and even Tip and Galway in the last few years. We were ahead. You know, somebody said to me, oh, Napiershig seemed to be fading there in extra time, or sorry, injury time when we won the other day. But they were a point up like 3 minutes beforehand. Of course they weren't. If the game went on another 10 minutes, who knows what the score would have been. We'd been ahead by 3 points early on the first day, 3 points behind then. And it's two teams that over 140 minutes, there was just nothing between them.
Yeah.
And we just happened to be ahead when the final whistle went.
Yeah. So you get the call in the 28th minute over the weekend due to an injury.
Yeah, Paul Shute.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, Paul, I love you and everything, but you're bloody delighted. This is brilliant. I'm getting on. I mean, this is what you trained for the last 18 months for.
It was a very weird day. There was a lot of calamity going into the game for me that I was keeping quiet myself. First of all, I got a back spasm on the Thursday. I'd never had one before. It's like a crick in your neck that starts in your shoulder blade, and I can't quite turn right at the moment. And then as we were talking out before the match, I realised I forgot to bring my boots. So like your main boots with the long studs. I know. What an idiot I am.
You gobshite.
Yeah, absolutely. So I realised I don't have my boots, so I'm trying to not panic with that. And I put on my multi-stud boots, the other boots. And we go out and do the warm-up in the side pitch, and it's a bit of a heavy, mucky pitch, and I'm like, I'll slip and slide here. So
multi-stud are like the kind of those Adidas World Cup boots.
Exactly,
Moldies, I'd call them.
Yeah. But then as I was being called to come on, I had a load of layers on, so I was just trying to get them off first.
But you wouldn't have been expecting the call.
No, and I hadn't even seen that Paul went down. And so I was called to come on, and then I had a bit of a shocker with my helmet. So I'm used to being a sub, I'm used to warming up and coming back and in and out, and I usually leave my helmet in the stand. Uh-huh. And I come back and you're like, where did that helmet go? So I said, this time, do you know what? So I won't have that messing. I leave the helmet down on the sideline beside the hurleys. So I'm there stripping to go on. I go down. Where is my helmet? Oh my God. And you can see on the TV footage that I put on a different helmet. It doesn't fit and I'm panicking. And I look back and thank God the helmet is under the bench and I'm able to put it on and go in. But I have everyone absolutely screaming at me. You know, so you're trying to
get on the pitch.
Get on the pitch. And I go on and I think a minute or two later, Darragh O'Connell hand passed the ball to me and I just drove it up the field. And then I had Sean Moran screaming at me that, you know, play the ball to someone else, you know, don't just lash it up the field.
Yeah.
So half time couldn't come quick enough just to settle yourself.
Yeah. And how did your studs hold up?
Fine.
Yeah, fine.
Luckily, I avoided the play for most of the time.
And how did you play then?
How did I play?
Yeah.
Just kind of hanging in there. You know, I'm just trying to mark my man. Kevin Downs caught an unbelievable ball over me at one stage and smashed the ball off the crossbar and over. It was one of those ones when I'm sure a lot of people know when you get caught under a high ball, both in Gaelic football and hurling, and you're stuck in a standing position, you can't attack it. And he just brilliantly jumped over me and kind of made me look like a mug.
And because it is kind of interesting to talk to someone who's on the fringes, and I this is totally asked respectfully, because like, who the hell am I? And you have two All-Irelands now. Are you maximising yourself to be at this level?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so, because, you know, I'm 35 now, so...
Are you 35?
Yeah. Like, it's very...
Jeez, you're aging well.
Thank you very much. Not so bad yourself. But I think it's a thing where, you know, when you're younger and you're like 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, you're like a ball of testosterone bursting out through tackles. When you get a bit older, you don't quite have that same burst in you.
The explosivity almost.
Yeah. So like, I do far more training now than I would have done when I was 19 and 20. And I even gave up for a couple of years and kind of wish, maybe that's why I'm hanging on so long, trying to get those years back in a way. But
what's been the secret of cool? I'm sure everyone's asked you about that.
It's been kind of a confluence of factors. One being Matty coming in and getting everyone kind of pulling in the one direction. Yeah.
This is Matty Kenny, who people may have, to jog their memory, he was up against Pat Gilroy for the Dublin job, obviously, and didn't get it. So he's come in.
Yeah, and he's been brilliant. He came in at the start of 2014. And, you know, obviously I'd have ups and downs with him because I haven't always been playing and just everyone wants to play and all that stuff. But he's a brilliant manager. His attention to detail is exceptional. He's got a wonderful team around him as well. Like, all those people that you never really hear about that just make a massive difference and make things quite seamless for you. The other thing is that it's an unbelievably grounded bunch of players. And like, I've been at your side of the microphone asking people about, you know, what's the group like, but they genuinely are. And they just want to go out and enjoy themselves, enjoy the hurling. There's no pricks on the team either, so they're very easy to manage. They're willing to do what's being asked of them, and I think in some ways the fact that Coola isn't a place that the whole town wasn't always built around hurling. So when a guy came in from Galway, I think everyone was ready to buy into what he had to say, and we just so happened to have great players coming through at the right time.
And what's the geographical makeup of the team? Are you all blow-ins like you?
There's a couple of blow-ins. So Darrow O'Connell is from Kerry, and he's been there since the start of 2015. There's myself. Nicky Kenny came on, got that great goal. He's from Kilkenny. Keane Waldron's from Kilkenny as well, and there's a guy, Evan Hanley, from Tipperary as well. So but isn't that the way it is? Like, there's such a rural depopulation, everyone's been sucked towards Dublin. It's almost impossible to go home hurling. That's going to happen, and it's happening in a huge amount of clubs, so it's not like Coola are the only ones.
No, it's not like you've bought in your success. And I saw Conor Callaghan at the weekend, still only 21, you kind of have to keep reminding yourself of that. So he levelled the game, then he won a free, which David Tracy popped over, and then he caught a ball to set up a Mark Shute point, all in those closing minutes as part of that run of 4 points. I'm sure you saw Tommy Welsh described him as the best hurler in the country at this moment in time.
Yeah.
For people who haven't seen Con play, you're seeing him in training and you're seeing him at crunch moments like that. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about a guy who has the potential to go down as one of the greats. I mean, like...
But he can't because he won't play hurling at County
level. Yeah, yeah.
Most of the country will never see him play hurling.
In terms of like GA in general, he has potential to do whatever he wants.
Sure.
We've seen it. Like every physical characteristic, he has it. And also, I've seen him kind of grow into a bit of a leader in our dressing room as well. He's talked up in a few meetings recently, and it's good to see that as well. But hurling wise, we'll never know until he's out on a field with six intercounty backs around him. And to be honest, people said it was a great club game, great club final, maybe the greatest club game of all time. That wasn't a club game. And the very best teams in club hurling now, they're probably close to where inter-county teams were 5 or 10 years ago.
Right.
It didn't feel like a normal club game. So maybe that's as close as we'll ever get to see him up against an inter-county defence or inter-county team.
Well, it's such a pity.
Yeah.
Like, literally 95% of the country will never see him play hurling.
Mm, yeah.
and you've Tommy Welsh saying he's the best in the country.
Yeah, and look, I'm obviously far more of a... I really like Gaelic football, but I'm far more of a hurling man, and I'd love to see him play it, but how do you say no to the Dublin footballers too? And he loves football, so...
It's very tough, all right.
Yeah.
So this was just unbelievably sweet and lovely, and when you lads see each other walking down the street in 30 years' time, and all those cliches are kind of true.
Yeah, they really are. Like, what comes to mind for me is just the final whistle. It was just an unbelievable moment because I'd been praying for the final whistle to come, almost screaming at Paul O'Dwyer to blow it up. And when the final whistle went, a few tears came to my eye. And
are you a crier?
No, I'm not.
I would have said, from what I know of you, you are emotionally stunted, actually.
Yes, that is actually true. People would say that I'm a little bit numb a lot of the time. People would say, oh, you're going on holidays tomorrow, you're excited. And I'd be like, should be grand. And, I'm a little bit like that. And I was thinking about it later on that, the way people might take the piss out of you for being emotional or something like that.
No, they wouldn't. That is
The way that could happen.
Okay, right. Yeah, so, maybe 20 years ago.
So I was sitting down and I was thinking to myself later on about that. And then I said, it was actually great to have a moment where something moved you that much.
Sure.
And it really did. And I'm delighted that I'll always have that memory of the whistle going, seeing the crowd invade the pitch and just hugging friends. It was just...
It's magic.
I'm going to get slagged for saying that, but that was...
You're going to cry again.
I am.
But it's a magic... I mean, look, that is kind of perfect moment in life. Like, you might get 10 of them.
It just... And as well, part of the reason that the tears came is because it had been such a difficult journey personally in terms of being on the team, being off the team. Is it worth it? I'm putting my whole life on hold for this. And then being like, it was worth it because I'll always have this.
And between the first game where you got on and got extra time and then to come on in 28 minutes in the replay, you actually saw quite a lot of action in the two most important games of the season.
Yeah.
So that kind of, okay, it all worked out.
Yeah.
Because you'd be feeling slightly different, I presume, if Coola had won the first game or even the replay by 7 or 8 points and nobody needed you and you were sat on the bench. That's a different story, no?
It is, yeah. And at times, I think back on last year and the final whistle went when we beat Ballyea and I didn't come on, and you're trying to celebrate through gritted teeth in a way a little bit. And
you're David May, or else you're just Roy Keane and Paul Scholes in their suits.
Yeah, John Terry talking out.
Exactly,
yeah,
it's tough.
But and then you feel selfish for thinking that way because it's a group effort and how dare you individualise it like that. And, you know, I came on this year and it was great. It was brilliant. And I looked at it and I saw one or two guys who didn't come on. And I saw, you know, the way you can see that...
gritted teeth smile.
He's trying to celebrate and he knows he's feeling guilty for being upset. And I completely understand it. And what can you do? Not everyone can... Only 15 can start and only a few come on. And it's a really tough place to be. But
yeah,
in time, you know, I look back on the 2017 All-Ireland when I didn't come on and be delighted with it. It was really tough at the time. And it was a really tough season until I got that game time recently. And I'm delighted that I have that because it's a tough place to be. It's a very polarising sort of thing.
It's a very strange one, yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy the next week or two or three or however long it's...
Oh, we're back out in Championship in 2 weeks.
Are you?
Yeah, it goes again.
That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
is. You do need a break.
Yeah, they need to sort it out.
Jeez, let's not have a fix the fixtures chat. But my God, so you're back. Championship starts again. So for you to defend your title for a third time, you can't mess up over the next month or two.
Yeah, April 7th road.
April 7th, there's a giant target on all your backs as well as the thing. And like, does Des Cahill come into the changing room afterwards and is he like your hero?
He's my hero. He's definitely my hero. But you'd rarely see him in the dressing room. I saw him in the bar the other night as well. I didn't actually get chatting to him, but I chat to him now and again.
Okay, well listen, congrats. I didn't realise, I forgot, yeah, you're out in Championship again. So well, best luck with that. Three in a row would be something. So you're sticking on.
Sure. We roll on again,
Okay, well done. It is a great achievement and well done to everybody at Coola. And I don't think anybody would be upset if Napiercia came back and won one eventually because they were part of two brilliant games. Shane Stapleton, thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.